March 23rd, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Nothing I say to you today or any other day can change the course the world is following now. I speak to you of peace, but peace must be in hearts before it can be in the world. You will not have peace so long as self-interest rules hearts. Your hope is in love of me and your neighbor. I remind you that your neighbor is new life in the womb, as well as any other person I place in your life. Respect this. When you work to please others in thought, word, and deed, you are strengthening peace in the world. All individual efforts strengthen the whole. Allow my words to you today to inspire peace in your hearts." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.